just have not felt like voice podcasting. I haven't. But it's been great, you know, sharing everyone else's journeys and stories and trials, tribulations and happiness and sorrow and, you know, everything in between. And everybody is going to be dealing, I think, with property damage from weather this year. I don't think anyone's going to get away scot-free. Doesn't have to be a tornado, tsunami, whatever. The winds are enough. Hail. What was that? Baseball-sized hail. I don't know where that was at. It's the craziest thing. Craziest-ass thing I've ever seen. Yeah, 60, 65 mile an hour sheer wind gusts. It literally just lifted up every single shingle on the roof. And the roof is already done, but that really did it. And, you know, I was set next week. Roofer was supposed to start next week. Everything was great. Picked out the shingle color and all that. And then they show up. They show up. I literally... Thank God, security cameras go on. Get alert. Who in the heck in the sports car is in the second driveway? And one person has a crowbar. What the hell's going on? First, I'm thinking this is broad daylight. This is in the middle of the day. What the hell's going on? I didn't have anybody. And this is why you have signs of trespassing, regardless of any. You have to contact first before you come on the property. Anybody who does that faces criminal charges. We let it go last time with the police officer with the city. We could press criminal charges, not going to do it. That's it. That's a one-time get out of jail free card. That's it. Have to stand your ground. Not like this crazy stuff going on. I don't know the situation with those. The girl that got shot in the wrong driveway turnaround. The young gentleman got shot. There's a part of standing your ground and a part of when you use force. You have to really have a valid reason why. You know what I mean? I'm not saying anything on that stuff. That's just, you know, I don't know. But just don't step foot on anybody's property unannounced. You know, there's enough crazy things and scamming and things going on and breaking and entering, all sorts of crazy stuff in the world right now. Economy's horrible. People are doing whatever they're going to do. And they'll do whatever they're going to do to get a buck. And you have to protect yourself. But when you're using a gun, you know, and people are entitled to use guns or not. You know, I prefer not to have a gun. I have means and ways of protection, but you know, it's not a gun. It's a different form, but it's not a gun. No bullets and, you know. Well, let's just face it. I have enough in me from the six-arm radiation bandit that I would be the worst person you'd want to cross. I don't think I need anything, just my hands and a good pair of gloves. That's it. I mean, that's how I feel about it, you know. Walk the Fur Kids, I have, you know, pepper spray, and I always have my hand on the trigger, you know, and it's come in handy twice so far this year between a pit bull without a leash and another dog without a leash. And it's not the dog's fault, it's the owner's. So owners, be responsible when you're walking your pets at the parks. When there's signs that say from the city and county to keep your pets on leashes at all times, please do so. Last thing you want to do is present your dog as a snack to a German Shepherd, or worst case scenario is seeing how much your dog's going to stand his ground. Just don't do it. Pepper spray, my friends, comes in handy. Trust me on that. That's all I'm going to say. But, this guy in a crowbar, with a crowbar in the sports car. Well, what the heck's going on? I literally go outside, security camera zinging me, and I'm thinking, I see this person walking, you know, and there's like 9 security cameras. I see this person walking around the property. What's going on? And lo and behold, I have the screenshot scheduled for the roofers to come out next week. We had scheduled next week, middle of next week. Trees have to be trimmed back first. That's just common, you know, knowledge. You can't be an oxymoron and not have your trees trimmed back that are hanging over the house. Put a brand new roof on, and having repairs done from the storms, gutters that got damaged from large tree sections, you know, don't be an oxymoron. Get the stuff finished first. You know, I'm going to do what I'm going to do to get this stuff done so this house is ready to sell first week of July. And I stuck by my word. I ain't doing and dealing with waiting on everybody else, you know, waiting for everybody else to tell me whatever I want to hear. Oh, I'm looking for say, yeah, all right, you know, sure, whatever. Just say that to God, you know. Don't hand me some bogus excuses, whatever I want to hear. You know, I'm not going to argue with people, waste my time anymore. It's a selfish season. That energy set and saved for myself, period, you know. I just cut people out of my life and walk away. That's the greatest gift you can give yourself is don't argue, you just walk. Just walk, you know. You have that right, God-given right. But they showed up. And literally, all of a sudden, now I have 1, 2, 3, 4 vans, sports car. I've got the head honcho of the roofing. What the heck's going on? Kind of stunned. I'm on medicine anyway to get ready for the implant with Medtronic. So we're on the test phase, and I have different medicine now that I'm on. And one of them is injection, and it really slows you down. So it's like you really don't feel anything anyway. As far as you know, you could go through a million things, the highest stress level you can, and the medicine just You don't feel nothing. You're just like, whatever. Literally shows up. I'm like, either they have the schedule wrong or they don't realize they already set the schedule for next week. I'm like, what's going on? You know, the head honcho rolls in. You know, what's going on? We can take the chimney down first today. I said, wait a minute, we're doing this next week. I just had the tree guys out yesterday. I have a schedule for the trees to be trimmed back all the way back, all of them. They have to be all of them, you know, this weekend. And then you're set for next week, you know? I don't even have the contract. It hasn't even been signed yet. I don't have any paperwork. So nobody can do anything or walk on anything until a contract. That saves your butt. Especially like workman's comp and all that stuff, you know? It's a lot of scam going on, that's all I'm gonna say, you know? Guy wanted to argue, started getting a little spicy and a little salty, and I just stood there, and here's your screenshot. I called you this morning. Here's a phone log. Nobody called me. You know, called Eric. You don't even have Eric's number. So this is your screenshot. This is the schedule I had the tree guys out yesterday. I'm sorry. You can't do it today. You know, you just can't, you know? Got mad. Well, go find somebody else to do it. I'm not doing it. Now, a normal response to old me would have, like, been salty back. But I'm like, I don't give anybody my time or luxury or energy. That energy is my precious, valuable time. It's my luxury. It's my energy. It's my gift to myself. I'm not going to give it to you. I don't care who you are. You can argue and stand there and say whatever you want. I just, okay. I literally looked at him and said, okay. And I walked away. I sat on the chair on the porch until they left. He apologized. He sent text messages later in the evening. Because after he left, I wished him well. I said, I'm sorry you got your schedule confused, but I have to have the trees trimmed back into this. It can't be done today, and I need the contract. You know, can't have any work done until contract. You know, that's just good business ethics. And since you're a business owner, I'm sure you understand I have to have a contract signed. We both have to sign it. And I'm sorry that you didn't realize that. I know you said you're extremely busy, but it can't happen. But I wish you and your family well and prosperous, you know, good tidings and prosperity for the future for your business. Hour later, he apologized. As I realized, I have personally grown, evolved, matured, and therapy has really helped because I handled it differently. I didn't get mad or angry. I just used logic, peace, and calm. What I learned in therapy, peace and calm. Let everybody else get upset and get the energy out or whatever. I'm just going to stand there and listen. And then I'm going to say, okay. And I stood on the porch and I sat down and waited for them all to leave. I have to find a different roofer now, you know? I can't have somebody without a contract. I got scammed and burned. Years ago, 2-3 years ago with concrete work. I learned a great lesson. And actually what I learned, I always tell people you take that knowledge, the bad times of joy, and you implant it in your brain and you file folder it for when that happens again. You don't make the same mistake twice. If somebody hits you, hit back differently. Not physical sense, but you respond differently is what I'm saying. And I did. And he felt bad and he apologized. But I can't use him. You know, you're coming in without a contract and you thought I wasn't home. I was home designing shoes for Converse, the children's design. I was sitting down if you're taking my medicine. That is really like strong. And before it hit me, I was doing the design because I plan on getting back to work this year. You know, I'm one step ahead of that process. So I was home, and security cameras now zing me when somebody's on the property. Where did I have to do that, you know? I didn't need to do criminal charges or call an officer, an insurance company, part of an insurance company, a person I knew, battling with them because they don't want to pay for anything but $4,000 on everything from storm damage. I had to tell them, listen, you know, because part of that $4,000 is paying for the roof. The rest of it, I had to do a personal loan. I mean, almost $28,000, $29,000, not a joke. That's what it is. You hope you get that money back when I sell it. First week of July, it's going up for sale. Well, I told them, you know, and they're like, you know, thank God you were smart. You did it right. And look, because a lot of people won't and they don't. You got to have a contract first, period. You know, I'm not going to say anything negative about it. I just think either there's confusion, he overscheduled, but he was salty and he was spicy and he was like a, you know, a burrito from Taco Bell. And, not, you know what I mean? You have to make light of situations. I'm sorry, I suck at work. So I have two other companies from Cincinnati coming out May 15th and another one hopefully next week. Everybody is jam-packed busy from all the storms and roofs are number one. It's hard to get in just to have an estimate whether or not somebody's schedule. Thankfully, I'm getting some stuff done. I'm getting gutter shutter out. I'm going to have to pay for the damage because it's trees and it's my fault. It's not covered under warranty to have them replaced in the back because they're so damaged and dinged in that the water's not flowing. So it's like TLC chasing waterfalls every time it rains. And it's literally taking a toll on the back of the foundation. All right, that's going to be fixed. I'll pay for it myself. All this nastiness in the air from water being, I would never, ever, rest of my life, ever live near a body of water. I wouldn't suggest it to anybody. What's in the air takes a toll on your property, your house, everything. You got to remember, you're breathing what's ever in the air. You're breathing that in too. It has literally got caked crud from brand new gutters, from gutter shutter. They haven't even been, I mean, what, 2-3 years? So they pressure wash all the gutters, and I have to pay for that too. Insurance was to pay $4,400 and some change. It was maybe give or take. That's it. You're responsible for us. There's other people I talk to, insurance companies aren't paying anything. They find excuses because insurance companies are losing their butt right now. Like I said, next year, who's going to pay for losing their butt is everybody else who didn't have claims. You're going to pay for the people like myself and others who did, although mine's only 4,000. Other people, probably in the 100,000s, especially after the tornadoes and storms. So what I'm saying with this podcast, to cut this short, is you have to pick and choose your battles and how you use your energy, your precious, valuable, sacred energy, your soul. Use it wisely. Don't argue with people. I used to do that, and it got me nowhere but stressed out. It took a toll on my health. And the same people who caused me stress and did that stuff over 11 years in the most vindictive, nasty, crazy-ass way knew exactly what they were doing. They kept doing it. I was a bullseye, or as therapists said, you were the point of subjecting some really harsh, traumatic stuff you went through that took a toll on your health. It's a liability. You don't do that stuff. Don't project what you're going through in your life to other people, period. You'd be an adult, you get your big britches up, and you handle it with a therapist, and you handle it underneath your roof, and you handle it on your own. You get yourself straight, period. But you don't have to tolerate that from anybody. Pick and choose your battles. Don't argue with people, and conserve your precious energy and valuable time. Remember your precious energy. That's what keeps you going. Don't waste it on people. Waste it on yourself, on happy times, and creating happy memories. And by all means, if somebody's spicy and salty in a burrito, let them be. You just sit back and you just listen. Just listen. They'll apologize. I got mine, but you have to move on past it. Today's a new day, and I found who I needed so far. I just have to find another contractor.